This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot about the energy transition in this economy. You're going to hear more later in the show, in fact, today. But for all of that talk, we still use tons of fossil fuels, and not just oil and natural gas. Coal stockpiles at American power plants are now the lowest they've been since the 1970s, while coal prices are the highest they've been in more than a decade. Coal producers, being in the business of coal as they are trying to ramp up production as fast as they can. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler explains, it is not just as simple as flipping a switch.
Years of cheap natural gas coupled with cheaper wind and solar production has rendered coal the odd fossil fuel out. Seth Feaster at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says even when prices spike like they're doing now, investors just aren't that excited about spending on coal.
Coal producers are reluctant in many ways to ramp up production because doing that is capital intensive. It takes a lot of money to really boost production.
Recent higher than normal natural gas prices are boosting coal demand, but who knows how long that's going to last. Ian Lang, director of the Mineral Energy Economics Program at the Colorado School of Mines, says if these high coal prices last even a little bit longer, though, private equity firms might come calling.
Eventually, someone's going to say, look, there's money to be made here, right? Like, people are selling out their 2022 production. So, you know, let's jump in.
But he says another issue limiting a ramp up of coal production in the U.S. is that this industry is having the same labor shortages that many other sectors are feeling right now. That and the long-term prospects of a life in the coal mines isn't that appealing for many young people. Sonia Carley at Indiana University says some in rural coal communities actually see this as a way to redefine their towns.
I think that some younger generations see this as an opportunity to be a part of, you know, future change.
But she says communities need to think broader than jobs in wind and solar to make up for coal. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.